I'm Justin Quintavalle here with Azori Roundtree. It's May 24th, and we're here with
Gail Simonoff.
Can you please tell us your age?
77.
And where did you grow up?
In Bailey on the farm.
Where do you currently stay?
In Bailey on my farm.
So, small town.
Right. Well, we're outside of Bailey, but mm-hmm. You know, our address is Bailey.
On the farm, did y'all have a large or a small family?
There was three siblings. I have three siblings, a mother, father, and the grandmother.
So was she your only extended family that stayed with you?
Yes, right. In our house, mm-hmm. But we had aunts and uncles all around us, too.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a family community.
Yes.
What do you remember about being sick or having any illnesses in the family?
Not a whole lot other than poison ivy. I used to have colitis, eating green plums before they turned ripe.
And what did y'all do for the poison ivy and the colitis?
Calamine lotion for poison ivy. My brother used to have to give it, Dr. Newell or Dr. Brantley come out and give them a shot. Mm-hmm. And the colitis, they made me chicken soup, which was chicken feet and necks pulled down with cornmeal to thicken it.
Was there anywhere specific that you remember receiving medical treatment?
No.
Just at the house?
The doctors come out to the house back then.
And do you remember your doctor's name?
Dr. Brantley and Dr. Newell.
How would you describe them, like their characteristics?
Wonderful. They were good country doctors.
What medicines do you remember having in your household?
Cod liver oil, X-Lax, and what's another laxative they had, but right now I can't think of it.
Castor oil?
We had castor oil. Mm. Mm-hmm. And we had mineral oil. Mm.
Do you remember any specific home remedies that aren't like maybe medicine per se?
For wasp or bee stings, they used to either, the guys would chew tobacco, the women's dipped smoke, snuff, mm-hmm. And they'd spit it out and rub it on the sting. That was it. That was the only remedy I can remember.
Did you have any illnesses coming up that there are now vaccines for? Like measles?
Measles.
Yeah.
Measles and, I never had the chicken pox. My brother did, but just measles and smallpox. They gave us vaccinations for that.
What medical advancement would you say has had the greatest impact on your life?
As of now, or when I was small?
Just whichever, like whatever had the greatest impact, you would say, like changed your life the most.
Cancer. I didn't have it, but my sister and my daughter has, and my son has had it.
But as far as like treatments and stuff go, so?
I think nowadays they're all alive. For the
they're survivors?
Medicines. Yes.
What types of cancer do they have?
Breast cancer, and my son had in his tonsils and lymph nodes up here. Stage 4, and he's alive and doing well. So
that's great. What did y'all like cultivate on your farm?
Tobacco and corn, mostly. But we had gardens where we had our veggies. We raised pigs and chickens. That was our meats. And that was our veggies that we raised, and they canned them. So we'd have them in the wintertime.
Is there anything interesting that you want to share about your childhood or growing up on the farm?
We were never bored because we had to work. We'd be out chopping tobacco or chopping corn or pulling corn and grading tobacco and looping it, and you know, the guys were out there pulling the mules with the tobacco trucks. We were always busy. That's we were great. Never bored.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to share?
Not that I can think of, but we grew up happy.
All right.
More so than kids nowadays. Probably y'all too.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.